back on the Florida Roundup here on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks again for listening this week. History was made in Colombia after a 52-year civil war. The Colombian government signed a peace deal with the FARC Marxist group. The fight has claimed 200,000 lives, has led millions to leave Colombia, with many coming here to South Florida.
My family has suffered extortion from the FARC. People of my family have been kidnapped. And an uncle was killed.
That's Susana Vargas, the U.S. director for a Colombian orphanage. Maria Cascante is from Colombia. She's a travel agent now in Aventura.
We all want peace. I will cut off my arm for peace, but I need to know that it's for a good outcome. The government of Colombia is willing to give the guerrillas a free pass, but you have to pay for what you've done.
The peace deal in Colombia settles a long internal war, just as neighbor Venezuela has seen a massive protest calling for a presidential recall. So Latin America and politics is where we're at here today on the Florida Roundup. Tim Padgett watching it all for us here at WLRN. Jim Wiss is with us from Colombia. He covers Latin America and the hemisphere for our partner, the Miami Herald. Jim, let's begin with you. You made it into Venezuela this week, but what happened?
Well, I made it in. I just didn't get to stay for very long. The government, as part of a series of measures to kind of minimize the protest, I think that's the only way it can be seen. They were blocking roads, prohibiting the use of drones, in theory, not so people couldn't get a real sense of the scope of the crowds. And they also barred journalists from coming in. Most journalists got stopped at the airport and returned, including folks who work for NPR and Le Monde and Al Jazeera. For one reason or another, I actually got in, declaring myself being a journalist, but that was on Monday. But then come Wednesday, they came by my hotel and picked me up and told me I had to get out of the country. So
you're safe and sound now. That's good news. But while you were in Venezuela, what'd you see in the preparation for this rally that was held this week?
You know, Tom, I've been to Venezuela a lot over the years, and this time it had been about 6 months since I'd been back, and the difference is palpable. There is real hunger on the street. There are people who are truly worried about the future of the country, and you know, tensions were running high. You know, thankfully, it looks like there was no major violence yesterday. There was lots of potential for it. But as far as I can tell, nothing too serious happened. So that's great news, and we'll have to see where it goes going forward from here.
This rally that was held in Caracas, Tim, on Thursday was for a presidential recall against President Maduro. We saw rallies a couple of years ago in Caracas, mm-hmm. but those turned fatal in some cases.
The government response
is very different.
No, as Jim pointed out, this was more peaceful, but much larger. You had close to, if not more than, a million people, depending on who you're talking to. And that shows what Jim was pointing out. There is a much more palpable atmosphere of anger and a desire to get rid of President Nicolas Maduro because his ideological cluelessness and mismanagement of the economy has led to what Jim just aptly called hunger on the street.
Literally.
Yeah. I mean, the economy has collapsed. So, but the numbers yesterday showed that even if they can't get this recall referendum held this year, which would oust Maduro because he would plainly lose, it shows that maybe they've got enough impetus then to when we get to the next presidential election, 2018, we'll finally see the Chavistas, as the Socialist Party is known, thrown out of power after, you know, being in power since 1999.
Let me move across the border to Colombia, because as we noted and as you reported, Tim and Jim, real history this week with this FARC peace deal, 4 years in the making, 52 years of a real deadly and bloody civil war. What's at the heart of this peace deal announced this week, Tim?
Well, the heart of the peace deal is getting the FARC to assimilate back into mainstream society. And that's why those two quotes you played at the beginning, you noticed you've got a very conservative, very anti-guerrilla sentiment here amongst the Colombian expat community in Miami. And if the referendum that has to be held October 2nd among Colombians to ratify this peace, if it were only held in Miami, it would probably lose.
Can Colombians in Miami in South Florida vote on
many
that?
Many of them can vote for that, yeah.
I want to go out to Wes Kendall here in South Florida and bring in Miguel. You've been on the phone for a good long time, Miguel, to talk about the Colombia agreement. Thank you for waiting. What's your comments, your thoughts here? Miguel, you still with us? We may have lost Miguel about the Colombia sentiment here. Jim, let me ask you, in Bogota, in Colombia, how has this deal been greeted?
Okay, well, yeah. Just one very nitpicky thing. The actual agreement hasn't been signed yet.
Right. It'll be signed this month.
It'll be signed somewhere on or after the 20th. The FARC are meeting they're having their 10th conference where all the FARC troops will gather next week and actually take a vote on the deal. We're all sure that they're going to vote yes for it. But in Colombia, it's very interesting.